one of the things that we do about the profession, we say doctor-doctor relationships. It's a pretty well-known fact that chiropractors, by joining together in groups and associations, are able to change the course of laws and are able to affect legislation and licensure situations in the various states. Chiropractors over the years have joined together in groups and associations for the betterment of the chiropractic profession. So we've come up with the notion that a doctor of chiropractic, in order to be a proper member of his or her profession, has some sort of obligation to join together with other chiropractors of like mind and work for the betterment of chiropractic. So it kind of comes down that we have a little obligation to join associations, some association that shares your values about chiropractic, and that you participate, become a member, pay your dues, and work for the betterment of our profession as you see fit. We know that there are half a dozen associations in chiropractic, some of them working at very different aims, you know, to broaden the law, and others working to narrow the law, and some working to expand insurance coverage, and others working to wipe out insurance coverage, get back to the cash practice. So we have different differences of opinion within the profession, obviously. But in terms of obligations to work for the betterment of the profession, we just have to add the phrase, as you see fit, because everybody doesn't have the same idea of what betterment of the profession is. So the generally accepted notion is that joining together in an association is a good thing, that it multiplies the ability of the chiropractor to work for the benefit of the profession and to uphold the honor and the dignity of the profession by working together in a group. One other little miscellaneous item that sort of comes in here, many state laws and chiropractic ethics in general have covered this topic over the years. They say that the sole purpose, the express purpose of maintaining a chiropractic office should be exclusively for the practice of chiropractic. Here we run into the situation perhaps of a chiropractor who also happens to be a CPA, or a chiropractor who also happens to be an attorney, or also happens to be some other massage therapist or sell hearing aids. We generally say that the chiropractic office should be a chiropractic office, that you shouldn't engage in other businesses in your chiropractic office, that if you happen to be involved in multi-level sales of something, that you leave that outside your office, that the purpose of being having a chiropractic office is to be a chiropractor, not to push selling laundry detergent or something else. It is acceptable to share office space with other professions. You know, and we now have what we call the multidisciplinary practice. It is not unusual to see a medical doctor and a chiropractor working in the same office, in the same practice, sharing patients. It would not be unusual for a chiropractor and a massage therapist to work together, or a chiropractor and an acupuncturist to work together. But those are different professions. It's not the chiropractor engaging in several different business situations there. So we would just say that chiropractic belongs in an office, and it deserves the dignity of a dedicated office rather than an office that's only one of your business schemes. If you also have real estate holdings, if you also run an ad agency, if you also do something else, you should probably have a separate place of business. There's no hard and fast law about that I know of. Some state boards have felt necessary to regulate the practice of chiropractic by saying that a chiropractic office should be have a dedicated place of business. Some chiropractors run health food stores in their office, or they have a vitamin shop in their office. And that sort of ties together with chiropractic, and they see that as part and parcel of chiropractic. But to run a totally unrelated business out of your chiropractic office is probably not doesn't uphold the highest professional image for our profession. The AMA, the American Medical Association, has passed an ethical statement saying that doctors who sell something in their practice or who sell something should not be doing it in their practice. Doctors who are selling, and this comes up a good bit, weight loss products, vitamin products, minerals, you know, multi-level this, multi-level soaps, multi-level anything. You know, a lot of doctors use their practices as a platform for their other businesses to sell you supplements, to sell you weight loss products, to sell you a no smoking cure, all these various kinds of things. The AMA has come out with a statement, an ethical statement, saying that it is unethical for medical doctors to be selling products in their office. That they may recommend products, but they don't sell them. They don't have a vested interest in selling them. So I think that we probably as chiropractors ought to keep chiropractic as an exclusive item in our offices. If we want to get involved in multi-level sales or real estate sales or fixing up old houses or doing something else, you do that on the side. You do it not in the office. You don't do that out of your practice. You don't use your practice as a platform for gaining patients or gaining clients. You certainly wouldn't use your mailing list of your practice to get clients for your weight loss products or your vitamin products or something else. So we maintain an exclusive idea of practice is the ethical idea here.